USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Another play in the national debt debate. House Democrats are planning to force a vote on the debt ceiling without House Speaker McCarthy's approval.
It's a move from House Dems just in case talks don't end in a deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Right now, the two are both figuratively and literally far apart. Biden now in Japan at a G7 summit. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Wednesday urged his colleagues to sign a discharge petition. Democrats would need all their members plus five Republicans to pass the measure. I'm Ryan Daniels.
U.S. District Court Judge Edward Davila said Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes must begin serving her prison sentence for defrauding investors in her failed blood testing startup by May 30th. The judge issued the order after the United States Court of Appeals Ninth Circuit on Tuesday rejected Holmes' request to remain on bail as she appeals the case. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law a bill that completely bans TikTok in the Treasure State, making it the most stringent measure in the country. TikTok is tied to the Chinese government and collects data on American users. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He'll be meeting with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio. The G7 summit starts tomorrow. A South Jersey mother of two who was reported missing on Mother's Day has been found deceased.
On May 14th, Jersey City Police received a missing person report for 32-year-old Norelis Mendoza of Lindenwald. She was last seen in Jersey City on Saturday. Investigators found Mendoza's body yesterday off of Route 440 near the border of Jersey City and Bayonne, New Jersey. Investigators consider her death suspicious. They have not yet determined a cause or manner of death. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially National No Dirty Dishes Day. Keep those sinks happy. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
When it comes to mismanaging classified documents, it happens more often than not.
National Archives and Records Administration officials who spoke to a congressional committee behind closed doors in March said every administration since the 1980s has mismanaged classified documents. Mark Bradley, who's head of the National Archives Information Security Oversight Office, said he's received more than 80 calls from libraries all across the country who found classified information in papers belonging to members of Congress. Congress recently voted to release the transcripts of that meeting. I'm John Schaefer.
Wildfires burning across western Canada are forcing thousands of people from their homes and driving up oil prices.
Some oil and gas companies are cutting back production as fires close in on pipelines. Fires burning in the provinces of Alberta, British Columbia, and Saskatchewan have scorched about 1,800 square miles. More than 20,000 people have had to evacuate their homes. Smoke from the fires has caused hazy skies and poor air quality over North Dakota, Minnesota, and several other U.S. states. I'm Skip Kelly.
The House yesterday voted to refer a resolution to expel Representative George Santos, the Republican from New York, from Congress to the Ethics Committee. By doing so, it pretty much killed the measure. Many lawmakers have called for the Long Islander to step down for many reasons, including lying on his resume to get into Congress. All five Democrats on the Ethics Committee voted present, essentially abstaining on the vote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.